Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Unique Life Starring You. This show airs every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/younique.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at artist_first. And now here is your host of Unique, Susan Stackpole.
Thank you, Corey, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us here on YO Unique, Life Starring You. It's all about you and for you, and we are what we are because of you, so thank you so much for being with us. For those of you who may just be joining us, we invite you to participate in our Pray It Forward project, and basically what that is that there are some disconcerting things in the media, and there are studies that show prayer and meditation and loving thoughts actually make a difference. So we ask that when you see those things, you just offer up a quick prayer and send some loving energy, and we believe it makes a difference, and we thank you so much. We're very blessed to have a special treat here on Unique tonight. There are times in life when every so often you feel blessed as you catch the glimpse of a rising star, and I feel like tonight is one of those nights. We're blessed to have with us Danica Honeycutt, who is an emerging country artist, and her passion drives her, and she continues to make a way where others make excuses. Danica is the daughter of a minister in music from Whiteville, North Carolina, and she graduated from Whiteville High School and then headed off to Lee University in Cleveland, where she studied voice and graduated with a master's degree in teaching. Danica had the privilege of traveling internationally with the Lee Singers and to Europe while working her way through college. She lived and taught for a semester in Ghana, Africa during her graduate studies, and she returned to North Carolina where she taught first grade for a year. She made the big move to Nashville to chase her dream upon realizing it was finally time to pull up her firmly planted roots. And she now resides in Nashville, where she continues to write songs in the country fashion she truly loves. She's one to keep your ears tuned in for and keep your eyes peeled, because you're going to be seeing her star rising. We're blessed to have her here with us. And you can check her out on her Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Danica Honeycutt. And you can also find her on Twitter, and that's DanicaHoneyCutt. And you can also check her out on YouTube as well. Welcome to the show, Danica. We're delighted to have you here with us.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here with you.
Well, my goodness. So share with us a little bit, Danica, if you will, please, about when you first realized that music was your passion and your purpose.
Okay, my passion and my purpose. Let's see. I would say I was around 5 years old. I grew up in a musical family, and they still are wonderful. They're singing, and they play piano and guitar, and they write music as well. So I was blessed to grow up around that type of an environment. My dad was minister of music at church. He's now a pastor, but I would have to be in the car with my parents traveling and go into when they would sing at weddings, and they would sing at church, and they would have rehearsal all the time with the choir. And so I learned how to sing just basically being around my parents and hearing the choir music. And it was just a wonderful experience. And then I was able to sing my first solo when I was about 5 at church, in a little church in Whiteville, North Carolina. And since then, it's just part of me. I love it.
Wow, that's amazing. And Danica, one of the things is that you were actually teaching during the day and doing music after hours. Share with us a little bit about what that was like for you.
Right. Well, it's my passion and my dream. My children are also a great passion of mine as well, and so that's why I got a degree in teaching and taught. But however, music is also my heart. I would say they're just as equal. And so I've been writing since I can remember. I mean, probably since middle school I've been writing lyrics and poetry. and I'm sorry, are you there?
Yes, we're with you, Danica. Are you still with us?
Yes, my phone was cutting out. I'm fine. I'm moving to a different spot. Okay, anyway, so yes, music and lyrics I've written for my whole life, and I love it. And I would teach all day, and at night I would try to stay up on the computer and just continue writing and trying to make connections in Nashville. I felt like I was working 2 full-time jobs, honestly.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a lot. It's a lot behind the scenes before you ever get to perform.
Right.
Danica, share with us a little bit about your writing process, and if you could, maybe give a little bit of advice to our aspiring artists out there, because it takes a lot of confidence to move forward in the music business, and that's something that you certainly have in terms of believing in yourself and your dreams and your talent. Share with us a little bit about where that confidence comes from.
Yeah.
And what other aspiring artists can do to cultivate that confidence in themselves.
I would just say, be who you are 100%. If you're quirky, no one's perfect. Everyone started at some point. They were a nobody, as you'd like to say, as people would like to say. But if you believe in yourself and you just be true to who you are, I think others will catch that passion that you have, and they'll realize, hey, this is something different. This person is not trying to be someone who they're not. They're following who they are. And, we're all different, and we all have different gifts and talents. And I think that as long as you just stay true to who you are, your dream will come true for you, honestly.
Wow, that's awesome. Because there's so many people, I think, that, like I said, one of the things that you do is you make a way instead of making excuses, and there's a lot of people in the world that make excuses instead of making a way.
Right.
Why do you think that is? What do you think it is in you, Danica, that you look more at the opportunities than the obstacles?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be something to be fearful of, and to have something, a dream come true, you're going to have to fight some battles. I just made up my mind. I think I was about 16. I tell this story all the time. My parents know. I was sitting at the dinner table, and my family asked me, honey, you know, you're going to go to college. What do you want to go to college for? And I said, well, honestly, Mom and Dad, I really know I'm just going to sing. I know that I'm going to do it on a big scale, and I don't know how or when, but I know it's in my heart. It's going to happen. And they were like, well, we support you, and we believe in that you can do that, but, you're going to need to go to school first. And so I went to school, and little did I know I'd become a teacher. It's so funny because I didn't even want to go. I wanted to just go straight to singing, but I kept singing in church, and I knew that that's something that was going to come in the right timing. And I think timing is everything, and patience also, I think there's a right time for everything. And I feel like it just so happens. I think my time is finally here. It's so exciting.
It absolutely is. And Danica, you have such a multifaceted background that you have an undergraduate in psychology and then your master's
right.
in teaching. How has that lent itself both on a creative aspect to your songwriting and also interacting within the music business?
Okay, well, first of all, I love people. I love different personalities, so that's why I decided to get a degree in psychology. I love to learn about the different ways that people think and, different cultures and things like that. With my teaching, I just love kids because they're not as fearful, I don't think, as we are as adults. And whatever dreams that they might have, if they believe they want to grow up and be Superman, I mean, goodness gracious, they're going to grow up and they will be Superman, you know?
Right, absolutely.
I've had some of my kids tell me that they're going to be president, and I say, yes, you will be, you know, if you believe that, and you can do it, you know? So I've just taken from that experience of teaching. Actually, my kids taught me, too. You know, they would help me and inspire me to write and keep doing what I'm doing, because I knew at some point I would leave teaching and go off to pursue music, music career. But our children, that is our future. And I want to be a positive role model for children and, I mean, people that are older and younger than I am. I mean, I just want to be a positive light and show others that you can make your dreams happen. You just don't give in to fear, and you just believe when the whole world doesn't believe. And if they all tell you, yeah, everybody else wants to be a famous singer, everybody else wants to be an author, everyone else wants to, you know, well, you just believe in yourself and don't give up, and it'll happen.
Oh, I love that. That's so inspiring. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Danica, let's talk a little bit about purpose, because it sounds like you knew, just something in you knew at a young age who you were and what your purpose and your mission is in this world. And there's a lot of people, I think, that struggle with connecting to that part of themselves or knowing with such certainty. What advice would you offer up for people who might be searching or even struggling to tap into who they are and why they're here and their purpose and their mission for life?
Okay, I would say to first serve others. For me, you know, growing up around church and around, you know, I saw my family and my grandparents just really putting others first. And I feel like when you there's always going to be someone that's better than you at something or worse. Or like I was saying earlier, we all have something to contribute here on Earth. But I just think that we need to think outside of ourselves and think of us as we're all a family. You know, that we might all be different and have different purposes here on Earth, but yet our hearts still beat the same way. And we should just treat each other like you would treat family.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Because it's often stepping outside yourself that you find a new dimension of yourself. And
yeah, you find who you are.
Yeah, I love that. That's excellent advice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Danica, how has your religious upbringing and your faith affected your songwriting?
It has greatly affected my songwriting. I grew up singing in church and continue to sing in church and probably always will, especially when I go home to visit my family. I'll sing for Daddy at church. But just having those morals instilled in me at such a young age and learning the Bible, you know, and deciding for myself what I believe, it's really fashioned the way that I write. I would like to write, you know, music that is moving and inspiring and powerful, you know, in some ways. And I try to do that. I know that a couple of songs that I've written, I don't know that my mom and dad would be completely 100% happy with, but I've just told them, you know, it's life, and people go through hard situations, and they go through times where they fall into sin and things that they shouldn't do. You know, it's part of life, but that I just want to write music that moves.
Love that. And just, you know, stay true to who you are in the process. And so it sounds like you're doing a really wonderful job of staying true to yourself and balancing that with your moral and spiritual beliefs. And so that's great. One of the things that you share is that you have a very adorable little co-writer that helps you sometimes. Maddie. And you have a very special story about how Maddie came into your life. And
yes.
I'd love it if you would share that with us tonight, Danica.
Oh, I would love to. And she's right here with me right now, right beside me. So, so let's see. About a little over 2 years ago, I believe it's close to Christmas time, and my little sister, I had a little sister, her name's Chaley, and she has a Yorkie, and I have wanted a Yorkie for a long time, and I haven't had the funds to get a Yorkie, and my family, they were not able to help me to get a Yorkie either. So one evening, I was playing cards with my dad and visiting at home, and I was asking, is there any way you guys could help me try to get a Yorkie? And they were like, honey, we're sorry, we can't do it, you know. And my dad was like, just pray for one. Just ask God exactly what you want, and I bet he'll give it to you, you know. And I said, are you serious? You know, could this really be? So I did, and right there in that kitchen, I said, okay, God, I want a Yorkie, and I want her to be small and just love me to pieces and be my little traveling companion, because I knew that my life, I would be traveling a lot, and just a sweet spirit about her. And so about a year went by, and I was living in Georgia, and I went and visited a friend of mine, and when I walked in their house, there's this little Yorkie, and she came running up to me, and I felt in my heart, that's your dog. And I asked the lady, you know, this is not your dog, right? And she was like, no, actually, this elderly couple couldn't take care of her and dropped her off to my husband's tire shop last night, and they we need to find a home for her. And I was like, I am her mama. So she ran straight up to me, and then the sad thing was is that she jumped up on me, and for whatever reason, she fell down, and she broke both of her front legs the very night that I met her. I mean, we'd only hung out for about 15 minutes, and she broke both of her legs, and it was awful, and she was crying, and the lady was crying, and I was crying. I was like, oh, this is so bad. Took her to the vet, and she had casts on both of her legs for the longest time, 10 weeks, I believe it was. So I had to carry her around. I know people thought I looked ridiculous, but I just love her. So I was carrying her around and giving her medicine and feeding and taking care of her. And I think we really bonded during that time as well. And I took her in to get x-rays. And the doctor said that one of her arms, the cartilage, has not grown back, and that she was going to have surgery. And I told them, I cried because I said, I don't have money for surgery. There's no way that I can afford this. And I was just so bummed because, you know, I waited so long for this dog, and I know it's my little miracle dog, and now they're telling me she's going to have surgery or take her leg off. And I couldn't do either. So I took her home to North Carolina to visit with my family, and I had my family, we prayed over her little legs, and 2 weeks later, I took her back to get x-rays, and there was cartilage right back in that arm that they said there would be no cartilage. And she is completely healed, and I call her Popcorn because she can jump as high as Michael Jordan. I mean, she would be a great basketball player.
Oh, my goodness, that's adorable. What, in terms of a takeaway, Danica, what advice could you give our listeners about the power of prayer, and especially if there's something in their life that they're wanting, whether it's a pet or a healing for themselves or for a loved one? What advice would you give them about the power of prayer, including how to pray?
I would just say that, you know, I think people feel like God is up in heaven, and he's not personal, and he's not close, and he's not going to hear you, you know. And I know some people doubt God's existence, but for me, it's so obvious. He's the reason why I'm here, and I'm not perfect, and I will make mistakes, but he gives you your heart's desires, and if you will love him and put him first, he will give you your heart's desires. And, I mean, he knows every hair on your head, so he loves everyone so much. So, of course, he hears you. He hears you when you pray, and it doesn't have to be fancy or, you know, grammatically correct, or you just sit down and talk to him. He's like, he's your dad, you know? and he listens. Excellent. I'm living proof.
Excellent. Love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Danica, you have some music to share with us tonight, and
I do.
One of the songs that you wrote is actually personal and special to you, dealing with your mom. And could you share with us a little bit about the song, and then we'll play a little bit of it?
Yeah, I'd love to. I wrote this song called "Mama's Boots," which obviously about my mother's boots. She received these pair of boots when she was 15 years old in Texas, and probably when I was about the same age, 15, I found them in her closet, and she told me that I could have them, and so I have wore these boots since I was 15, so they just make me feel at home and comfortable, and even, you know, here in Nashville or wherever I go, if there's, like, if I want to feel like she's with me, or that, you know, just my roots, I wear these boots all the time. So everyone knows that around here too. I don't even think I've ever even cleaned them, which I probably need to do. But but anyway, lots of memories, lots of miles on these boots. But I wrote this song, and it's just, I actually just recorded it just a few days ago. It was late at night. I had a friend play the guitar, and we just sat around and recorded it real quick. So I haven't done it in the studio yet. So it's not mastered or anything like that. So this is a raw cut, but I think it's great. So I hope that everyone will enjoy it.
For anyone just joining us, we're here with Danica Honeycutt, and that's DanicaHoneyCutt. Please visit her page on Facebook and check her out on Twitter and YouTube as well. And we're going to listen to a clip from her song, "Mama's Boots."
They sure have seen a lot of miles from Texas to Tennessee.
Now back to the show with your host, Susan Stackpole.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us here on YO Unique, Life Starring You. The beautiful music you just heard is Danica Honeycutt's song, "Mama's Boots." That's a raw cut, so you're hearing it here first. And please be sure to check out Danica on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and that's DanicaHoneyCutt. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Danica.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to get to talk with you guys tonight.
Well, it's absolutely a delight. You're just a bright, shining star, and we're so glad to have you here with us. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Danica, I would imagine that going from a background in education to the music business has been a little bit of an adjustment. I know that you've had recently some wonderful opportunities, and in terms of you just opened for Craig Campbell. Share with us a little bit about what your biggest surprise about the music business has been.
Oh, every day is an adventure, honestly, for me. It's so fun, but it's very different than working in education, you know, because my job was from 7:30 in the morning until 4:35 in the afternoon. And coming here, everything goes on in the evening, you know. And so I've had to just totally flip-flop my schedule, and that's been an adjustment. But it's just been so fun because everyone here, I just feel like this is home for me. I know I love North Carolina, and I always will, but Nashville is home. about a month ago. I flew out here before I decided to move, and I was sitting on some steps at a recording studio. I was having a writing session with the awesome writer Anthony Smith, and I was waiting to meet him to start writing, and I called my dad, and I said, "Daddy, this is home for me. I'm moving. I'm going to resign from teaching, and I'm meant to do this. I'm moving to Nashville." And he was like, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yeah, I'm sure. I feel it in the air, and I just love the people. It's just like, it's like family here. You know, everyone you meet, everywhere you go, everybody has something to do with the music industry here, you know? So it's just so much fun, and I never knew what's going to happen, and every day is a surprise and like a journey, and I'm loving it. I'm trying to keep notes on this, to keep a journal, but it's kind of hard to do if you're out late at night singing simply and then remembering everything and jotting it down, but I'm trying.
I think that's great. It's almost like a photo album, and you'll have that to reflect on.
Right.
So as more and more things continue to happen, I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. One of the things that I find with you, Danica, is you have a profound sense of gratitude and positivity. Like I said, that you're one that you make a way where others make excuses.
Right.
And one of the things that you had shared was that you did a mission trip to Ghana, Africa.
Yeah.
And could you share with us a little bit about what that trip, what was involved with that trip, and also how it transformed your life and you as a person?
Okay. Yes, I was so privileged to get to go to Ghana, Africa. I was there a few months. I lived there, and I got to teach over in Ghana, and it did change my life. And I might get choked up about it and cry, but the people there are so kind and so loving, and just so genuine. And they don't have anything. And just seeing that just broke my heart. But it broke my heart for America too, because as Americans, we have so much, and yet I feel like we just want more, and it might make us even more greedy or selfish and self-centered. Just being over there, I've seen that their children are raised by everyone. It's like it is a family. You know, everyone's a family there. And even when it comes to discipline or pulling your weight as far as going to get water somewhere in a bucket or doing whatever, you know, everyone works together. And but yet you'll hear them singing on the sides of the dirt roads, or, you know, it's just their joy. Just, it's wonderful. I wish we could catch some of that and bring it over here.
I agree, Danica. And just to clarify for our listeners, when you say that literally they have nothing, could you paint a picture of what that looks like, just so that we have an idea?
Yes. They oftentimes cannot bathe. Where I was at, there are no toilets. There's no running water. I've seen women take their infants to try to wash them in the ocean with a bar of soap, and the water is not clean, and they drink the water and they're very sick, or the choice is to drink it and be sick or to not drink it and die. So, but I also saw them getting water when it rained, like kids would get buckets and try to use that water. I know they're so appreciative for that. I was, while I was there. Anyway, yeah, and food is scarce. You know, when we're hungry, we can just say, "Oh, I want Chinese," or "I want, you know, pizza," or "I want this." And over there, it was, you eat what you can find. You know, I had so many plantains, little bananas over there, and coconuts, and so I thought I was gonna just puke, but. But you're thankful for what you have over there, and they're very thankful. And it just changed my heart. I remember trying to take a shower there. The water, you know, we can't let it touch our mouths or get in our eyes and things, or we would get sick. But coming back to the state, the first shower I took, I just lost it. I cried my eyes out in that shower because I was so thankful for just hot water and clean hot water, you know. And I still tried to instill that thankfulness into my class, into my kids in the classroom as well. I got to teach them. I did a unit on Africa, and I brought pictures, and I told them stories about my kids over there in Africa, and I really got to, you know, it might make a tiny difference, but I'm trying to make a difference, you know.
Absolutely.
So these kids can grow up and be thankful for everything that we have, and also if we're so blessed to have these things, that I think we should give back, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's something that you do, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
There's another song that you have to share with us, mm-hmm. and it's about, you know, the struggles. And so I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Is this How I've Been Through? Or?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this one is kind of a different side, different story. I've had some friends that have gone through some hard times, and especially in relationships. And a close friend of mine had gotten a divorce, and very lonely and just vulnerable. And so I just wrapped my mind around what she would be feeling like at that time, and the desperation that she was feeling, you know, and the loneliness, and wrote this song. I think I wrote this song at 4 o'clock in the morning. I know that's crazy, and I was singing it, so what you're going to hear is me singing at 4 in the morning.
But
yeah, so that's what it's about. It's kind of heavy, but I think it's it's a moving song. It's one of my favorites.
All right, absolutely. Anyone just joining us, we're here with the beautiful and talented Danica Honeycutt. Please check her out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And that's DanicaHoneyCutt. And we're going to listen to a little bit of her song, The Hell I've Been Through.
I give in to you like lace upon your hand, like a woman so lonely.
Now back to the show with your host, Susan Stackpole.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us here on YO Unique, Life Starring You. The beautiful music you just heard is Danica Honeycutt singing The Hell I've Been Through. You can find more information on Danica on her Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube pages, and that's DanicaHoneyCutt. Danica, obviously you just have such a variety of songs and just, you know, with your background and everything like that, where do you find inspiration?
I found in others, in people. I love to people watch and listen in. Not nosy, but I just love to listen into other, you know, when people are talking, I get inspiration from that and from my personal life experiences. And I've been through some tough times, and I've learned how to persevere and not look back and not. I say all the time, I don't have time for fear. I don't have time to be scared. You only have one life, and whatever dream that you have, you go for it with all you've got, and that way you'll never regret, you know, trying. Because I would hate to live my life and then look back and say, I never made that move. You know, I thought I could do it, but I was too scared. Or, you know, when the opportunity came for me to resign and come to Nashville and try this, I took it that second. I know a lot of people would think that's crazy because I was leaving a steady job, and right now I am currently unemployed, but I'm working on that. Yeah, so I just feel like you just go for it with all you've got.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in yourself, then others will believe also, you know.
I love that, and that's so true. That's so true. It's like if you're selling any sort of a product, why would someone want to buy something from you that you don't endorse yourself?
Yeah. And I just pour myself into everything I do all the way. So I think that's the best way to be.
Love that. I absolutely love that. One of the things you were talking about is some of the things that you've experienced, and I was wondering if you have an example that you could share with us of something that was maybe difficult for you at the time that you were maybe able to turn from an obstacle into an opportunity, or the lesson that you gained from it, Danica.
I would talk about two things. One would be, there are always going to be people that will try to crush your dream. There's always going to be people that want to bring you down because you are going after what you believe in, you know, and they might be too scared to do that themselves, and so it makes them feel better to bring you down. And at a young age, I would say even in high school, I went through that a lot with other females just really trying to bring me down and verbally attacking me and, you know, just some tough high school stuff, you know. And at that age, I tried to handle it the best that I could. But looking back, I just, like I was saying, you just need to keep the focus and keep your vision in front of you and know that not everyone is going to love you. And not everyone's going to like you, and that's okay. You just be who you are and treat everyone with respect, even if they don't like you. You know, you just, you know, no harm. Just go about your day and try not to do any harm to others, you know.
And, you know, it's I appreciate you sharing that story, Danica. It's, you know, it's interesting because so many people in the entertainment business have similar stories. You know, one of the examples that comes to mind is if you look at Taylor Swift, one of the things she actually sort of credits the fact that she was a little bit of an outcast growing up, that that's actually what fueled her songwriting because of the outlet and that sort of thing. And I think that that's something that you've done as well, is that you've taken something that for some people might be a negative or they might take personally or let really affect them, that like a duck, you just sort of have let it roll off your back and said, okay, I can focus on this or I can focus on something else. And you've just chosen to focus on other things.
Yeah, just try to hold on to the positive and make what's best of that, of your circumstance. And then the other thing that I would say would be some lost love, you know, in relationships. I've had a couple of tough relationships, and just coming away from that, it's really helped me to find who I am as a woman alone. You know, I think a lot of girls, a lot of women try to find their identity in men and in relationships, and I'm one of them. Years ago, I fell into that trap, and thank God I didn't marry the wrong person. But through that, I have found who I am and what I stand for, and I'm confident in who I am. And I tried, like I've always tried to do, just learn and take what you can and move on. But that's where a lot of my writing has come from also, is lost love and hardships with relationships and things like that. I would, instead of trying to retaliate, I would just go to my notebook and write it out.
Sometimes that's the best retaliation, even just as, you know, mentioning a little bit ago with Taylor Swift, she's made a lovely life for herself, fueling any, you know, heartache and emotions into her song. So I would say you're on a great path, Danica.
Yeah.
Keep going. Yeah. Danica, you raised such an excellent point, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, and I just want to touch on it one more time about what you said about, you know, so often people lose themselves or lose their identity or don't even know their identity and try to find it in another person in the context of a relationship. Why do you think it is that we do that? And what advice would you have for people who maybe are finding that they're in a relationship where they're doing that, or they're going to relationships to try and do that?
I think that we do that because we don't want to face ourselves. I think that it takes courage and bravery to be alone and to face yourself and to really get in touch with who you are as a person and what your purpose is in life. And so I think that's where it begins. Also, just to feel wanted. Everyone wants to feel wanted in some way, and like they're not alone. I don't think many of us like to be alone. So I feel like that's why people get into certain relationships. At first, they think it might be a great idea, but it turns out to ruin them, you know. Or they put, and I also think they put their whole they put everything into that one person, and you can't find happiness from a person. People are going to let you down. They're going to hurt you. You know, that's part of life. So I don't think you should put your whole world in one person's hands, you know. That's where I just decided years ago to put my heart in God's hands, and I'll be fine.
I love that. I have a friend of mine, and it's also my philosophy, you know, God first, people second, and then, you know, career, money, things, everything else, you know, sort of comes after all that. And I found that, and I, like you, I can relate to some of what you're sharing, Danica. I think that some of that comes through life experience, especially growing up today. For kids, there's so much in the media of, you know, materialism and, you know, this sort of contorted view of relationships. So it takes a little bit to find your way in the world, and it certainly does make for interesting songs in the process.
Yes, it does.
Danica, we have one more of your songs, and it's called Love Ain't, and could you share with us a little bit about the meaning behind that song?
Yes, Love Ain't is about true love, I would say. Like what you were just saying, with relationships right now, oftentimes they're having, you know, meet somebody and have a one-night stand, and, you know, it's just a fling, and you don't really care, and you can't even, you know, I've heard stories of people not knowing the person's name that they've been seeing that evening, and things like that, and it's just ridiculous to me. It's just insane. So I was talking with my friend Jeremy the other night, and I was like, I want to write a song about what love is, you know, like what it's like, what it feels like, and what true love is. And so I just wrote a fun little song called Love Ain't, and that's what it is. I think it's a cute song. So
Excellent. For anyone just joining us, we're here with Danica Honeycutt, DanicaHoneyCutt. Please check her out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And we're going to listen to a clip from her song, Love Ain't.
I can't remember his name. Waking up to someone strange on the wrong side of the bed. Just can't shake. Pardon sins and forgives mistakes. Sin all the memories made, but it ain't no over nothing. I said it ain't no over nothing. No, it ain't no over nothing.
And now back to the show with your host, Susan Stackpole.
Thank you for joining us here on YO Unique, Life Starring You. The beautiful song you just heard is Danica Honeycutt. Please visit her on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Danica. It's really a delight to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, our pleasure. Absolutely. Danica, one of the things about which you're passionate is being blessed to be a blessing for others. And,
right.
I was really inspired. We spoke a little bit before the show, and would love to have you answer this question on air. I had asked you what would be the ultimate for you if God were to grant your prayers, or, you know, wave a magic wand over your life, and you ultimately had, you know, what it is exactly that you wanted in terms of your musical career. I was really inspired by your answer and would love to have you share that with our listening audience.
Yes, I would love to. My heart would be, first of all, I love to sing, I love music, and I love children and people. And to get to spend my life singing would be, it'd be like heaven to me. It really would. But what I would want to do with this, if I was allowed to you know, make it big time or whatever you'd say, I think it's so important, like I said earlier, to give back if you're blessed. And a huge passion that I have is to free sex trafficking young women and children who have been taken advantage of and kidnapped and are having to perform in ways that is just inhumane. It's not right, and they shouldn't have to. I know that a lot of people don't talk about this, but it goes on all over the world and also right here in our backyard. I mean, even here in Nashville, it goes on. I just spoke with someone in an organization against human sex trafficking here in Nashville to see if I could get involved here. And we were just kind of talking about how we can bring awareness to the situation and to help stop this. You know, it's just spread like wildfire. And one organization that I've joined is called A21. It's called Gate A21. And you can Google that, and their website will come up. But that was founded because a woman was going on a trip at an airport, and she looked up at the gate, Gate A21, and she saw, I don't know how many, 20, 50 pieces of paper up with photographs of girls and children that are missing due to sex trafficking around the world and in the U.S. And she just felt right then that that was part of her purpose in life, to bring awareness to this issue, and she started this organization. And I think it's great. They have little bracelets or T-shirts or things that if you buy them, those proceeds will go to help freeing those girls. But I would love to be able to one day have my own organization, and I would love to go overseas myself and help rescue and get a team together and rescue these women and children from this horrible thing. But I mean, as of right now, what I know we can do is we can pray, and like I said, God listens, and it's his heart. He doesn't want this going on, you know what I mean? So, but I think that we as brothers and sisters all on this earth need to stand up and be the voice for those that can't speak, you know, that are locked up right now, as we speak right now, you know? And so we have to do something about this. And this is a huge passion of mine. And if I were, you know, at some point, Lord willing, I'm going to get to start my own organization and link up with some other great ones. So.
Oh, love that. Love that. Oh, my goodness. Well, Danica, we have about a minute left, and I was wondering if you could share with our listening audience two things. What to be on the lookout for you in terms of what's coming up next in your career,
mm-hmm.
and then also a piece of advice that we could take away, maybe even a personal mantra or something by which you live that you find inspiring.
Okay. I would say look for me soon. Right now, you know, like I said, I've been writing. I'm trying to write. I'd like to write most of my album. I'll be recording later on down the road in a few months. I'm going to be getting guitar lessons and stagecoach lessons and all these great lessons. I'm meeting great people and great writers, and I'll be deciding, what team I want around me. I think it's really important to be around people that are positive and think the way that I do. So I'll be doing that. So you can, my website will be coming out very soon too. And I'll post that on Twitter and my fan page on Facebook as well when that happens. But now I'll just be playing out around Nashville some of my new songs. So in the next couple weeks.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
And what advice could you leave with our listening audience tonight?
I would leave, don't give up. I don't care what happens. I don't care what comes against you. Just do not give up. Don't let anything stop you. Don't have time to be scared. Just hold on. You know, your time will come.
Oh, I love that. And I feel like it's so fitting, especially during a time. It just is right in line with the Olympic spirit. So I love it even more. So thank you for sharing that. Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
I've loved it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for joining us here on YO Unique, Life Starring You.